This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has signed a series of executive orders aimed at stemming the coronavirus pandemic in the United States, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
He's essentially serving notice that the response is under new management.
We're in a national emergency. It's time we treat it like one.
The president signing 10 executive orders, including ones to boost vaccinations and mask wearing. They're now required when traveling, even as he orders new aggressive measures, comparing them to a wartime effort. The president warns there will be setbacks and the pandemic will get worse.
We didn't get into this mess overnight. It's going to take months for us to turn things around.
But his message to a country waiting for action?
Help is on the way.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Public health experts are blaming a vaccine push by the Trump administration for the current shortage of doses that is leading to inoculation cancellations. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
A Trump administration campaign this month to get states to expand their vaccination rates and reach of people ages 65 and over had a flaw. It didn't provide the doses needed to meet the demand, leading to frustration and confusion at the state and local level. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Obviously, in a contradiction where you want to open something, but there's no vaccine to go with it, it sends kind of a false hope to people.
The Association of State and Territorial Health Officials is blaming a lack of steady federal leadership, something the Biden administration vows to change.
We'll move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated for free.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials closing lower, but the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 in positive territory. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. officials say President Joe Biden is proposing a five-year extension of a nuclear arms treaty with Russia. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirmed the proposed five-year extension.
The president has long been clear that the New START treaty is in the national security interests of the United States.
The New START treaty limits the U.S. and Russia to no more than 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads each.
New START is the only remaining treaty constraining Russian nuclear forces.
And it's set to expire next month.
And this extension makes even more sense when the relationship with Russia is adversarial, as it is at this time.
Russia has said for some time it would welcome an extension. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Iraqi officials are blaming the Islamic State group for two deadly bombings in Baghdad that left dozens of people dead and scores injured. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Suicide bombings have become rare in the Iraqi capital since Islamic State was defeated in 2017. But Iraqi authorities called it a terrorist incident. And the head of Iraq's civil defense said Islamic State could have been behind it. Iraq's military said two attackers wearing explosive vests blew themselves up among shoppers at a crowded market in Tehran Square in central Baghdad. Islamic State militants remain in Iraq, waging an insurgency against Iraqi forces and attacking local officials in parts of the north. Government and military officials believe Islamic State is no longer capable of taking over significant territory, but expect it to continue to wage attacks that threaten Iraq's stability and security.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. The top Republican in the U.S. Senate wants more time before the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump begins. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell favors pushing back the start of former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial to February in order to give Trump time to stand up his legal team and review the case. McConnell held a call with fellow Republican senators Thursday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told reporters,
"Make no mistake about it. There will be a trial. There will be a vote up or down on whether to convict the president. I believe he should be convicted."
House Democrats voted to impeach Trump last week for inciting the January 6th Capitol riot. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi could send the article of impeachment to the Senate as soon as Friday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. We'll be right back.